ride with my niggas, so exclusive footage on a shot of brand. So exclusive footage on a shot of brand. My niggas, so exclusive footage on a shot of brand.
Shot of Brandy podcast, man. This episode 226 up in here, man, with Christian Coleman, man. Yes, what's good, my guy?
Man, I'm in here, man.
What's good, my guy, man? What's up, I appreciate man? You pulling up on me, man, because I know your day is hectic, man.
It's one of them ones, man.
You know what I'm saying? I know your day is hectic. Nah, man, what's good with you, though, Christian, man?
Getting ready to get up out of here, man.
I already know, bro.
This is my last couple hours in Oklahoma City.
I already know,
bro. Had to stop doing Get On The Podcast.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so yeah. When I first seen you, man, I seen you with you out in Tulsa just doing your thing, hosting, you know what I'm saying, getting everything been like in order and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then I met your brother on a whole different thing.
Right.
And then I seen that y'all was brothers. I'm like, damn, y'all brothers? You know what I'm saying? On me.
Yeah. So I, you know, I've been locked in with you for a couple years now. Actually, he's the one who got me to come back to school here in Oklahoma. Was a mentor throughout college.
Okay.
And then he went off and did his thing. And, we can support.
So he was your mentor in college?
Yeah, one of them.
Okay.
So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Transcended the scene.
Right, exactly. So did you think that he was going to do that in Tulsa, though?
I mean, from what he was producing at UCO and just around the city.
Right.
Wherever he was going to go, he was going to be solid.
So you from the city?
Eastside.
Okay, Eastside.
Went to the wood.
Okay.
Stop playing.
Man, so how was that, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, having a big brother, you know what I'm saying? And he mature, right?
Yeah.
Like, has he always been mature? Because y'all both mature, right? As fuck.
Yeah, he always been mature, but it's been a growth and progression with me, for sure.
Like, yeah.
I used to be one of the ones. Like, I remember I caught the police on this dude because he drank all the milk.
Mm.
And I'm like, dang. I'm looking back on that stuff like, this dude was really dealing with me back then. But it's cool now that, you know.
What, your brother you called the police on?
Yeah, Jern. Stop playing. I need to eat these Frosted Flakes in the morning.
What?
Yeah, man.
Called the police on him.
On him. Parents was hot.
Yeah. So y'all stayed in the same household?
Same household. I have an older brother, a younger brother, a little sister, and my brother, Jern.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So then what? He went off to college and did his thing, you know what I'm saying? So then what was you at?
So it was just me, Chase, Andrea.
Okay.
You know, we kind of did our thing. We were playing sports in school, in leadership stuff.
Okay. So you was already active in the leadership?
Yeah. My parents got it started pretty early. It was an idea that was you want to know what's crazy? Even before that, when my mom was pregnant with me, this older lady came up to her and like prophesized over my life. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't know you, never spoke to you before, but your son has the potential to be a leader of many and do great things in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's always pushed that through me and, you know, talked to me about that. And it's honestly, it's influenced a lot of my decision making and stuff like that. So
okay, right.
People just, while my parents really did push it for it, a lot of people just naturally saw it in myself and my siblings.
Exactly. So was y'all parents on you tough?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Honestly,
right.
In these years now, as we kind of matured,
Yeah, you see why, right?
Right. And right. Our relationship has shifted. It. Yeah.
Right.
But then I couldn't understand why when I asked you, what does this word mean? You telling me to go look in the dictionary.
Mm.
Or why I have to write these essays or read these books in the summer.
Mm. That type in of stuff. In the summer, right?
In the summer.
Ain't nobody doing it in the summer, right?
In the summer.
Yeah, you got to be serious. Yeah, but that's what we need, though.
It was good, though. It pushed us, and, you know, we've all done really good things so far, so.
Okay, right. Okay, so then, as a senior, like, what you thinking, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, for your life. Because this was what? This is 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So
did you think your life was going to be what it is about to be today?
No.
Okay, right.
4 years ago, I honestly was going to go play football in California at a private school called Occidental College. That fell through, and, you know.
Okay, so you was going to play football.
Yeah.
So you was nice.
I'm humble. Pull up my tape. I was a little mean, but, yeah, nah. I was
so did you play with Honey Ben?
Yeah.
Savage?
We went back to back.
Okay, yeah, on me. He was up here talking that shit.
Shout out Team Millwood. Okay, right. Shout out my guys in the league.
Okay,
playing
yeah.
on Saturdays. You already know. They out okay. here. I can't say. Look.
Talk your shit.
It's happening.
Yeah, talk you know? Your shit. You know? Okay, so then that fell through. Like, what you thinking of?
I mean, I'm like, I done been here before.
Mm-hmm.
Let's readjust. Next best play, and we're going to run this play 100%. And that's when.
Yeah, but what's the best play for you, though? Like, if you think that you're going to be playing football, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what's the best step for your life? Well, like, did you have to come back to Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, so that fell through before I even left. But I'm more than just football at this point. I've been more than football throughout high school. And so when football fell through, I was like, I'm going to just focus on me, have a good time, and okay. put myself in a position to, you know, make some money when I get out of school.
Okay. Okay. So when did you start to mature yourself then? Like, should I'm going to take this serious?
I've always been like a mature, serious type person. When it's yeah. time to get something done,
right,
or have an idea, mm-hmm. or that's going to be me. I that's my thing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, naturally, the progression, I've changed over the years, but when it just hit, probably when I was going to college, like, that's when I really probably matured the most over these past 4 years.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but... Yeah, I like how you said that you was always serious, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a people watcher, and I know energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you was in Tulsa, you was doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? And then when I seen you here hosting, man, you was doing your thing at the anniversary thing, you know what I'm saying? So where does that come from?
So, I mean, it's indirectly growing up in a juke joint, seeing mm-hmm. my grandfather, you know, host his locals on a day-to-day.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, me wanting okay. to figure out.
Oh, right.
And do that on my own.
Okay, so you mentioned the juke joint. So that's where it came from, right?
I say that's where hosting, being social, yeah, that's where it came from.
Yeah, but how did you know how to do it so good, though? Like, so organized, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you walk up, like, you already had the list and everything. And that's at both spots in Tulsa and in the city you was doing that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think I have a feel of how I want to be engaged in certain environments.
Okay, right.
Like, in Tulsa, the venue, the setup.
It was crazy.
Immaculate.
Yeah, man. But it was crazy, though, because it was vans. Like, you had to take vans.
Transport.
Right. Then you had to drive.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy in that van, right? Shit up that hill.
When it come down to getting the job done, taking care of my people, doing what we need to do, we going to get it done.
Okay, right.
And so, I mean, back to the feel of the event, I'm real big on how I would want to be engaged or feel. What would I want to see? How would I want to be greeted when I come to the door? What certain level of respect
right.
just off the rip do I want to have? And so I try to provide that for other people and experiences.
Right, man, and that's what we got. And I hit Kilo like, yeah, man, he a young boss, man. That Saints, like that night that you did Saints was nice, bro. Yeah. Like, man, I was watching you. You know what I'm saying, man? And you was handling that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to do it. Learning anywhere I can. I appreciate them. They took me in for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Bird, shout out Kilo, the whole team, the union. But they took me in, they showed me a lot, let me learn, and you know, I'm ambitious in that space. I will be one day.
Exactly.
And so, yeah.
Man, so what did you go to college for, though?
I went to school. Wait, first, shout out to the University of Central Oklahoma.
Okay, yeah.
You can't stay home and do good things.
Okay, yeah. Talk your shit, man.
I study international business.
Oh, international. Why international?
I've always thought beyond our borders, just for me. I love Oklahoma City. I love home, Eastside. But I know that there are factors that influence our day-to-day that are beyond the greater United States. And doing business abroad, traveling, I love that. That's what I want to do. I want to get on the plane, handle some business, come back home.
Right.
So maybe even living away sometime. But
so what, you want some land? Somewhere else?
I want land. I want businesses.
Right.
I want Pierre-Terre's. Right. I mean, just stuff. Mm-hmm. I just want to enjoy life. But the thing is we can enjoy life here, but we can enjoy life everywhere, too.
Right. Like, planet Earth is small, right?
Yeah, you can get on a plane.
Exactly.
20 hours, you can be in a whole new place.
Right. Exactly. And that's what I was looking at. Like, when I was in Mexico, like, I seen the opportunities. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's wide open land where tourists and shit is at, too, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a Jamaican spot out there that's, they running it up because it's good. Like, man, if you got a good product, then the shit gonna sell anywhere.
And
you
know what I'm saying? If you can continue to repeat that process,
right,
in different ways that work in different areas,
all right,
you're tough.
Exactly. Okay, so when did you pledge then? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are already a young age and you already graduated, like, what year?
I crossed fall 18.
Oh, it was 18.
My freshman year of college.
Oh, your freshman year. How you do that, your freshman year?
I came into college with almost 30 credits.
How you do that? At the wood?
At the wood.
Doing it like that?
At the wood.
Y'all getting credits like that?
Taking them summer classes, and I didn't drop any concurrent. And so.
So did your brother have to take summer classes?
Who, my older or younger?
Older.
Both. I think we all did. They don't play. My sister's taking concurrent right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, you know. That's what we need, though, man. Like, again, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, the education really ain't, I don't want to say that it's not a priority. It just ain't number one. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the entertainment shit, man, that's number one. And then the education. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think right now, especially here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, we're at a crossroads politically.
Okay, right.
But I think that the area that we lack focus in the most is education.
Right.
Education directly relates to the jobs that want to come here.
Right.
When the jobs come here, that's money in our pockets. That's tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That's opportunities. That's students who graduate here being able to work here.
Mm-hmm.
These things directly impact our communities. And again, when the tax dollars come back, they impact the budgets and the funds that we have to support our students, teachers, and, you know, education.
Man, so when did you jump in that field, though? Like the political field?
I've honestly been connected probably since my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
I was doing something called the Superintendent's Leadership Council or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Working with the state superintendent in high school, giving a student's perspective, which led to some of our programs. I want to say like OLAP, some of the, you know, extra, you know, built on curricular things outside of just your day-to-day school. So
you young and you helping other students.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like this past
year.
How
was that?
It's crazy.
It's crazy,
you
right?
Have to be, it's almost like you have to be in a humble position, but you have to be.
You do, because they really don't look at you like that. But your demeanor, they're taking you serious, though, right?
And we're actually doing stuff that matters.
Okay, right. Like, and that's going to help them, right?
This past year, I served as the chairman of the student advisory to the state regents.
Oh, okay.
Over all the colleges that represent and come directly back to the school board or the state regents.
Mm.
You're advocating for things that really matter. Mental health, funding, tuition raises, things like that. You may walk past a regular person, they'd never know that you advocating on their behalf every other day.
But it
don't
right.
even matter.
Right. Exactly. And that's how you are, right? Like, you ain't got to be the face of it, right?
No.
Yeah, shit, as long as the work is getting done.
That's it.
Yeah. The and real, that's what I've seen real, in you, no. too. Right. Because you got to, like, you got to know who you are to humble yourself like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because most people want the shine, the fame, and they want the face yeah. of the program. You know what I'm saying? But you in the backfield knowing that you helping your peers, and they don't even know, right?
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody too often want to have the shine, the glitz, the glamour. It feel good. Mm-hmm. I like it, too. But at the end of the day, to move stuff forward, sometimes you just got to get it done.
Right. Right. Okay, so when did you start taking that serious, though? Like, start going to the voting rallies and shit like that?
I think, and honestly, there's some people who have been out there a lot more than me. Mm-hmm. But when I do make it and, you know, really support, it's just when you just feel when the time is right, when the teachers were out, when we were over here on 36 and Kelly. And okay. There's a lot more stuff that I haven't been to. Mm-hmm. But when I'm there, I'm there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So what are they fighting about the books about?
Well, the biggest thing is the state pushed through a bill that is very restrictive as far as critical race theory. Mm-hmm. And that means that in our schools, students won't be taught topics that extend beyond a bland interpretation of history. And mm-hmm. I think that's dangerous. And that's what our leaders are trying to prevent. When you open America's wounds, when you open Oklahoma City, when you open Tulsa's wounds, mm-hmm. you see a lot of stuff that
So they don't want to teach it?
They don't want their kids to learn it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but we didn't learn it. I didn't learn about the riot until after high school.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the biggest thing is with the awareness of social media and the ability to connect and actually learn, that they're more so worried now than they've ever been. The access to information, you got it. Right. It's right there. I think it's the biggest thing is being preventative. And I don't understand why you can't teach what has already taken place.
Exactly. So what's up with that teacher in Norman? She getting death threats and shit about the books.
I mean,
like, what did she do?
She taught, I want to say she taught a lesson or showed a book that
she wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know the ins and outs and details of it, but basically when you really look into curriculum or what teachers produce, mm-hmm. now more than ever, the government is a lot more restrictive and says what they can and cannot teach.
Right. Right. Man, so what did you do at the college? Like after you graduated, you know what I'm saying? Because I like the graduation pics. I seen the pics and shit, man. You shining and shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Very organic. Yeah.
Very organic. For sure.
Nah, I graduated in May.
Okay.
I took a month to go on a trip with school. I went to London for 3 weeks and spent a week in Ireland. Mm. And then came back and spent a wonderful time at Citizens Bank in Edmond.
Okay.
Working with their lending team, credit team, mm-hmm. And just the overall bank. It was a great experience.
Okay, yeah. So you took that time off and then you start working. Then, like, what were you thinking, like, as you're working? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you thinking, like, this ain't for me? Like, what are you thinking?
Well, I loved it. It honestly made me want to stay here in Oklahoma.
Okay, so you was making some good money.
I mean, yeah, it was good. they were taking care of me.
Yeah.
But it was more so the opportunity and access to information.
All right.
And the ability for people.
And that's more than money, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I be trying to tell niggas.
At this age.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they were teaching you stuff that.
I was learning. I was going to meetings. I was.
Yeah, but what can you do with an international shit degree though?
International business degree is very open.
Okay.
If you don't know,
I mean, yeah, like it's international, so that's everywhere.
Some people can go into supply chain management, Some people go into trade. Some people go into sales. Some people go into banking. I mean, you kind of, for me, I liked it because it let me go in any direction I wanted to go. But mm-hmm. the direction I'm going in is more in a financial route.
Okay. Okay. Right. So. Okay. So what's the opportunity that has presented itself?
So I got a job with an Oklahoma City-based company mm-hmm. that has an office in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll be going to New York and working with the team out there. And
okay, yeah, but how did they see that, though? How did they know that they wanted you out there, though?
So I spent 3 years at the firm and here in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
I worked in financial strategies. I worked in asset management
mm-hmm.
and just did some, you know, stuff around the office. Yeah. Just kind of trying to learn the firm. But I spent 3 years here in Oklahoma City, took a break, finished school, and then there was an opportunity that presented itself.
Okay, so what did they call you?
I saw it on LinkedIn.
Oh, okay.
And I saw it on LinkedIn, but the thing is I was on top of it, so it didn't slip through.
Oh,
I
okay.
touched mm-hmm. base.
Yeah.
And it ended up happening.
So you left cool then?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you was able to go back, then you left straight. You
Never
know what I'm saying? Like,
bridge.
You got 2 weeks and shit. Okay.
Mentors and connections. People who want me to learn and win. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you got the opportunity, like, what, did you jump on it? Like, you smirking, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. What was you thinking? You know
honestly,
what I'm saying? Like it's go time or what?
I got a call and it said, you have an opportunity to like go to lunch. And I was like, yes, okay. And so I took the lunch and, you know, everything kind of progressed kind of quickly after that. But I got to meet with the team here in Oklahoma City and, you know, things kind of went on from there.
Mm. Okay, so what we thinking, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's your last day, nigga. So what you thinking, man? Like, you nervous, scared, what?
Nervous, happy, sad,
okay.
excited.
Right.
Optimistic. I'm feeling everything. It just, it's a...
All it's, emotions.
It's a rush of emotion. This is the most emotional thing I think I've done. And it still hasn't set in yet. I'm a little numb, honestly.
Oh, God, you is, right?
Yeah.
And all the stops that you got to make today, you can't even really think about.
Yeah, and I got to lay down, too. Got to go see some people.
Why you got to lay down?
Because I'm driving.
Oh, you driving?
I got to
drive all
car.
Your stuff?
Yeah.
Mm.
So I was going to fly, but.
Yeah, but you got to take your stuff?
Yeah, we gonna use that package up there.
Okay, so but you already got a spot.
Yeah, I got a nice little apartment.
Oh, okay, for real?
One bed, two-story. It's nice.
So when did you scout that?
I went out to New York maybe 3 weeks ago. Just
okay.
to go check out the office, check out
yeah.
the community, shopping stuff, everything around, travel. It was smooth.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, so from OKC to New York, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you expecting? You know, because it's going to be a 360 difference.
Yeah. I mean,
so you taking your car?
I am.
Why are you taking your car?
Because I'm going to be in the suburbs.
Oh, okay.
And so.
Oh, okay. So you already bougie out there and shit?
Oh, my God. Give me a break.
Yeah.
No. Nah, it's just, yeah, nah. It's just a good area.
Okay. So, what, you got a garage? Because that shit crazy up there. Like, the parking?
I got a parking spot. I don't have
you
a garage.
Do? Yeah. Okay, damn. So, you got it all set up for you.
It's set up, man.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi jumping.
Jumping like a motherfucker,
yeah,
huh?
It's
yeah.
ready. It's ready. I got to get up there by Friday around. So.
Oh, you do?
Friday evening.
Oh, okay. So, how many hours?
Total, because I'm driving.
24.
I'm going to break it up over a couple of days.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to stop in some states?
Yeah. I'll probably either, depending on stopping in Illinois or I'm stopping in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I'm driving through the night, so it depends.
Oh, okay.
How I move along.
Okay, yeah. Damn, man. So this is a big change for you, man. And we losing a young boss in the city, though.
I'm still here.
No, though. Like, for real, though. Because you one of them ones, like.
I appreciate that.
You was up next. You know what I'm saying? Because you got the look, the education, and you know how to talk, and you know how to, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I appreciate that.
Humble yourself. But, like, we about to lose you to New York. But we always lose the great ones, though, because they got to go do their thing, right?
I'm still Oklahoma City, though.
Yeah, at heart.
I'm going to still be here.
But in 2 years, nigga, you're going to be trying to look down on us and shit.
No, I'm not. We're going to have plays set up back in the city. Plays set up back in the city.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Okay. So then your brother got the podcast, though.
Shout out to Ode to Black Love Podcast.
Yeah, already, man. And shout out to him, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, they doing their thing.
Heck yeah. Support the brand.
But you can get them a deal out there, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it. Like. Yeah. Just how you talk to people.
I was coming through
all the connections that you gonna make.
I was coming through the airport in New York, and this TS lady stopped me. I'm like, dang, what I do?
Yeah.
She was like, man, I love your shirt, man. I'm gonna check out the podcast. I was like,
right. You know what I mean? Nah, for real.
I told them that. They was like, that's so cool.
Nah, that's the same thing they be saying, like, when I be in the Jersey and shit. Like, that's real marketing because it's way more people than the city, though. You know what I'm saying? So indeed. In New York, you'll get 1,000 eyes a day.
Just looking.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for them, though.
I
support it. They've shown me, like, consistency.
Right.
And following through. I mean.
Right. And that's what it's about, right?
They've grown the brand.
Right. Okay, so then the walking out there, though, like a motherfucker, trains and everything, you know what I'm saying? How you got that down packed?
I don't.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. Honestly, I'll probably be in the city maybe once or twice a week. I like the slower pace. Honestly, the area.
There is no slow pace, though. What are you talking about? You like slow pace. So why you moving to New York?
I like slower New York pace. It's a little area that I'm in. And
what's the difference, man? What you talking about?
It's fast, yeah. But I don't
think you know how fast it is. Like, you talking about slow. There's nothing slow about it.
In the summer, I'm telling you. Pull up on me. I'll show you a slow little area.
Okay,
and I'm chilling. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah. I can't do that.
Already, like, vibe down, right?
No, I'm chilling. Honestly.
Oh, God. That's the same thing I'll be on. Just
drive
chilling
down the street.
Yeah.
Make that left turn. Chilling.
Oh, my
man.
God, dude. You stupid. Okay. Man, so you driving, man. That's 2 days, bro.
Yeah, it's long.
What, dolo?
Nah. It's gonna be a little ride.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's straight, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. But then you was about to be on the political shit out here, though.
Yeah.
Like, tough. Like, I seen it.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I planned on doing some stuff here in a couple of years. But, you know, things will play out how they play out. Right. I definitely want to be someone who impacts this community.
Right.
Because I care.
Okay. Yeah. So you about to go soak the game and knowledge up, and you can still come back and do your thing, is what you're saying?
Of course.
Right.
I think that's good for the city.
Mm-hmm. And you young. So sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, at your age, nigga, you can make countless mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
Not trying to run efficient plays, you know.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, man, but mistakes is good, though, because that's a learning experience, though, like, is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to tell you to go fail.
Go mess not it up.
Not at all. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying the experience, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I respect that.
Right. And then, so did they take you serious at your age, like in the political field out here?
Some people do.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't even know who I am.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just to be real, a lot of people respect me,
mm-hmm.
but there's some people who don't know me from
the
next person that they walk past on the street.
Right.
Not yet.
Right. But and that's cool, too, though. You know what I mean?
They will eventually.
Yeah. Right.
They will. I mean, it's just timing is everything.
It is.
When the right opportunity presents itself is when, you know, you're going to take it.
All right. And if it's for you, then it's for you.
Yeah.
Right. So if it was meant to be, like, for you to come back, you know what I'm saying? Then you'll come back.
For sure. And eventually, like, this is my home.
Right.
Like, I can live other places, but Oklahoma City is my home. It will be my home forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I always want to have.
Right. And you're making that New York money so you can just buy a house out here. Just have you know what I'm saying? That spot, man. No, you know what I'm saying? Christian, that boss shit. No, you was already on it out here.
No.
You know what I mean? You was already young boss out here. So I know you're going to step it up. All the wardrobe is going to be crazy out there. The New York fashion.
I might have to step a little bit, but it's, I don't know. It just, hey, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Then you smooth. Too smooth, you know what I'm saying?
Don't pimp a player and a player won't pimp you, okay? Don't pimp a player and a player won't pimp you.
Oh my God, dude, man. It's
funny. No, yeah, I watch a lot of documentaries. I watch a lot
I do too.
Highly influential people.
Okay, right.
I just finished this. I watched the Nelson Mandela documentary again.
Mm,
and when you see these.
You said again, right?
Again.
Yeah.
When you see these political or high society or high power individuals and they move with this grace through life and engagement with people and the conversations they have with people, impactful.
Mm-hmm.
The words they say and the things that they do, impactful.
Right.
The way they move.
Mm-hmm.
The charisma, the way they dress, impactful.
Right. Okay, then, so you take account to all that.
Yeah, I might take a little piece here, a little piece there.
Exactly. That's what I do, right?
Never take the whole thing.
Right, just take pieces and make your own. Right.
Like, I may want to come on here like Barry White.
Yeah.
But, you know, Barry may be smooth coming on the intro, but then I may want to, you know, say a couple quick things that really resonate you, like,
mm-hmm.
resonate with you like President Obama, or I may want
right.
to, you know, have a little bit of charisma like Mike Tyson and,
right,
you know,
right,
just right. a little piece here and there.
Right. And that's what I do. Like, I go back to, like, to old interviews, PMC, Nip, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the greats on what they mind was thinking back then, you know what I'm saying? And they was already ahead, and so that's why they had to take them out, you know what I'm saying? Because they were so far ahead that they already knew that they'll change the game like that. You know what I'm saying?
The crazy thing is that those individuals had a great sense of being self-aware.
Exactly.
They knew how they felt. They knew how they wanted to feel about a situation.
Exactly.
How they moved. And then in a retrospect, they were able to look within so that they could pour back out. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people, you know, lack at times, like, sometimes you can think internal. How do you really feel? What do you really think?
Right.
What's the bigger picture than what we're just seeing here right now?
Right.
You know, it may be an entire side of town changing right before your eyes, but the only thing you can see is driving to the gas station, putting in your gas in your car and leaving.
Right.
When really, it's 1,000 more cars on the street. The gas station is booming, but you see these businesses coming right in. That side of town is jumping.
Right.
It's just little things like that.
Exactly. Yeah, but I think that we trying to wake up and understand stuff like this now, though. You know what I'm saying? But you got a business degree, so that's easy for you to say. But most people, they really don't know how to do business like that, though. You know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we have some of the most talented, driven, and directed people across the city.
Right.
Across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
When we channel and support initiatives and actually pour into areas that need it, then we'll see the overall society and everything move forward.
Right.
Today, you see certain groups, certain sides of town, they pull together and they make things move. But in the areas that need development, when we see these areas really be developed for the people, by the people, with the people.
Right. Yeah, but the people got to be serious about it too, though. You know, shit, if they come in and they see the value of it, but the people who've been staying there for over 50 years don't see the value of it, then that's the problem right there. they're not valuing what they actually got.
That is true. But I think at the same time, for decades, they've been told that this is just the regular, the bare minimum. And you come in 50, 60, 70 years later,
mm-hmm.
and now it's of value. We saw it with Deep Deuce. We see it coming up 23rd.
Right.
We exactly. see it in neighborhoods like Wildwood, right. Park Estates.
Right. Exactly.
You know, like.
Because when I was running the miles on the east side, right? I was in neighborhoods and it was brand new houses in these motherfucking neighborhoods. Like, I'm talking about up to date, modern, cool looking houses, though. You know yeah. what I'm saying? I was like, damn. And then, like, the next house is a hood house, though. It's like, damn, man, they really coming. But it was like over 8 of them, though. I was like, okay, yeah, they really coming. And they about to sweep it up under if niggas don't get, you know what I'm saying, like serious.
There was a wave of urban renewal. And on top of urban renewal, you have lower house prices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you hear lower housing prices,
yeah,
that's an opportunity.
Hell yeah,
the real estate game really went crazy over.
Right, like the last 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Right. And now they buying up shit, like, and they ain't even looking at the property. They overbuying it, like on the price. So how are we going to get ahead with that?
You jack up the price of the house.
Yeah.
Everybody's not getting that loan.
Right. Hell no, nah, they not community getting that loan. Gone. Right.
I mean, it's cities across the country are all experiencing the same thing. Mm-hmm. People are being priced out and pushed to the outskirts or into other areas of town historically that they have not lived.
Right. That's a lot of homeless, man, I'm telling you. And out it there, is. Like I look at videos of the homeless out there. It's crazy out there, you know what yeah. I'm saying? Like in New York, you know what I'm saying? But if people look here, like, it's on the rise out here, though, too. You know what I'm saying? Because this area that we in right now, if you go down the street, that's where they hang out. And yeah. it's
on down the way here.
And then the shelter down there, like, when I pass the shelter, I'm like, man, that shit ain't cool, though. You know what I'm saying? Because being without a home, like, being without your own space is the most dehumanizing thing ever, though. You know right. what I'm saying? So that shit be having me sad, like, when I pass that. But you going to New York, so I think that you can get in groups, you can get in all the politics shit that they got, too, and you can get smarter, too, though.
I you know what I'm learn. Saying? Because the thing is, when you attack homelessness in a city, in a state, in a community,
mm-hmm.
not only are you assisting someone back on their feet or getting their life back on track,
right.
for your community, you're providing more of a workforce,
right.
more support, more stability.
Mm-hmm.
Too often, we don't focus on these people.
Right.
These yeah. are human. This could be your aunt. This could be your uncle. This could be your cousin, a friend.
I think this could be your best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, the times that we living in and it's check to check, like, for people, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they miss the check, then they can be homeless, though. Like, and that's how serious it is, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I be trying to tell people, like, it's really serious right now, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, far as the money-wise. Yeah.
Where are the resources
Where's
going?
Where's the resources? And
where do they really need to go?
Right.
Exactly. Where do they really need to go? Mm-hmm. How are they going to get there?
Yeah, because it's people over the money, right?
It's always someone over the money.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Even the money that we can't even think about, mm-hmm. somebody's over it.
Right. Right. Okay, so you in New York this weekend, man. Whole life changed.
Whole life changed.
Yeah.
Getting moved in, getting comfortable, lighting the candles.
Yeah.
Have to cook a meal.
Okay, yeah, man. So you be cooking?
I can cook. I can grill.
Man, you got it all.
I used to be able to bake real good. I mean, you gotta be a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Come on now.
So they drop them as soon as they see you in the house. They dropping them.
Wow. Fuck you. This podcast. Wow, man.
Nah, man, that's a good look for you, though, man. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you pulling up on me, man, like giving me the little time that you got, you know what I'm saying? Because we would been trying to get it in.
I had to get it before I go.
Yeah, man, I just appreciate it, man. Nah, for real, man, because it's your last day, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, like, when you come back, we'll get the update on how it is. So, yeah, man, like, we're going to always be tuned in with you, man, because you one of them ones, man, that's next up. You know what I'm saying?
That.
So, do you think, like, not your peers, but your age group, do you think that they're mature or they're immature? Not your peers, not the people you hang with. I'm just talking about, like, the average person your age.
I think the average person my age is still really trying to figure themselves out.
Right, okay.
So, uh-huh. There's some people that probably have it together, and there's some people that probably don't.
Mm-hmm.
To generalize it, I couldn't, because I know some people who's mature before I was, and I do still know some people that are kids now.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think in this time, in this space, the most important thing for us to do is to focus on personal development.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person who you become,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's who you're going to be.
Right.
And so, it's a crucial age.
It is, right? Man, so what'd you just say?
It's a crucial age.
Nah, man, like before that, you said the person what?
The person that you are becoming,
mm-hmm.
in time is going to be the person that you are going to be.
So what age? Like you think?
I wouldn't even put an age on it, because I may develop over this year.
Right.
5 years in time for someone else.
Right.
You know, so.
So if your parents wasn't as strict on you, like, do you get this opportunity?
I have to give them a lot of credit.
Because what their job is looking at, they said, okay, so he's mature enough to go out here and help us with this team. We see it in him. You know what I'm saying? But at your age, they ain't getting opportunities like that. You know, because you got to go up the ladder on shit.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, credit is given to my community, my family.
Okay.
My aunts, my grandmother, my grandparents, my dad, my mom, like,
mm-hmm.
They pushed me.
Right.
But at a certain time, it became, this is what I want to do, and this is how I have to go get it.
Okay,
I need to stay in connection with this person. I need to work hard on this project. Right. I have to do this.
Exactly. That's where the self-awareness, self-preservation come in, just knowing yourself and what you want, and knowing the steps that you got to go through to achieve it, right?
Facts.
Exactly. Facts. Exactly. And that's what most people got to do. Like, you got to write it down, too. That's a big part.
I think Jeremy taught me that.
Mm.
He wrote, we had this big mirror at the house.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a scripture, and then he wrote what he was trying to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang, okay.
Yeah.
He did it.
He got chased it done.
Let me try that. Because when you see it,
mm-hmm.
Well, at least for me. So some people see it and they'll just let it sit there. If you see it and you write it down, go get it. Go get it. So that's it, man. I'm just trying to get
man.
It.
Nah, man, you smooth, suave ass nigga, man. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, I appreciate you though, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I already know you a young boss, man. I've been saying it way before the podcast, man. Just how you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because I just know people, you know? And shit, man, you doing your thing. So, yeah, man, I appreciate you coming out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out.
Yeah, man. So, how's your day? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your day like today? You started here. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? But what you about to do?
About to go check in with the dentist. Get my teeth, right?
Okay, yeah. Got to stay fresh, right?
Fresh.
Okay.
Go make a few stops.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up some stuff. And then load the car up.
Mm-hmm.
Go see my grandparents, my parents, my family. And then it's time to get up out of here.
Right. All right. Okay, man. So you nervous, man?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell the truth.
Man, gonna tell the truth, man.
It's okay to be nervous, but when it's time to go, you, and do what you need to do,
yeah,
you gotta do it.
Being nervous is good because your body tell you like this is a change. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be nervous, like you gotta be scared, but you gotta go through it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because once you moved in, you like, damn, I'm there. Really moved in.
I mean, I like to channel my nervous energy mm-hmm. into excitement / opportunity.
Okay.
Optimistic.
Right. Okay. Right.
If I'm nervous, mm-hmm. I'm just optimistic about this opportunity because I care.
Right.
It's okay.
It's okay, right? Yeah.
Still, it's good.
You still got it, man. I appreciate you, man. Real talk, man.
You having me on.
Yeah.
Shout out to the podcast.
Yeah, already, man. You know, Shot of Ready podcast, man. That's episode 226 up in here, man, with Christian Coleman. Last day at OKC.
Peace.
Blessings to the game.